This is Retire South Shore Radio, a weekly program designed to educate you on all your retirement options and introduce you to Mark Rolette, founder of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Retirement services and real-world retirement solutions. Looking at the whole picture to design a complete strategy, including retirement planning, Medicare decisions, and legal documents. Now, here's Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Retire South Shore Radio, a program designed to inform, to educate, and to inspire you to take control of your life, particularly as you near retirement. I'm Jordan Rich, and with me, of course, is Mark Rolette, the founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham, Massachusetts, for over 20 years. Mark and a wonderful team of fine professionals who really care have been working to help people and successfully at that. First of all, welcome back. I say back because it's over, sort of unofficially the summer.
Don't say it's over. It's still there.
Unofficially.
Yeah, Labor Day is now behind us.
Unofficially, it's over. It gets a little busier. Yeah. But that's a good thing in a way, because we have a lot of exciting news about hopefully more business opening up, and also about the time of the year when things start to get to be crunch time. You want to take advantage of these opportunities when you have them.
Well, it's still a very odd time of year. I remember in past years, you know, those posts that all of my wife's friends would put on Facebook the day the kids are going back to school, how exciting it is for the mothers to have the house back to themselves. Not so much this year with the hybrid mentality of it. But yeah, I mean, it is an exciting time. Things are starting to change. Things are getting, you know, a little bit different for us at South Shore going forward, which is a good thing. We're hosting our first live events next week, Tuesday and Thursday. First time in, you know, since March that we were able to go out and do live events. Obviously, we're being really careful and conscious of the, you know, the social distancing and everything. So the event sizes are a lot smaller than they used to be. We've already got maximum capacity in both of our events next week. So we'll see how that goes. I'm really excited to go back and talk live to people.
Yeah, it does make a difference. And with the proper prevention and precautions in place, obviously, but it does make a difference when you can actually look people in the eye instead of through a screen. I want to mention that RetireSouthShore.com is a terrific resource for people for all kinds of reasons, including that. And also the webinars that are going to be regularly occurring on Tuesdays. Tell us about those.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, a lot of people in the financial world, a lot of people in the world in general got forced into, cyber meetings and cyber events during the pandemic. But and we were no different because we really didn't do them before that. But we adopted doing webinars and educational, online events during the pandemic. And it just was so wildly well received that we just want to keep doing it. So in addition to the live events that we're going to continue to do, hopefully all that pans out, we're going to continue to do webinars on at least a weekly basis. Most Tuesday evenings I'll hold a live webinar. We'll have some other webinars sprinkled throughout, you know, on various topics. But we're really, really excited and really happy with the results from those and the people that we've gotten to meet through a technology that really, as you know, I don't think either of us, you or I, Jordan, had ever heard of Zoom before the pandemic happened.
I was new to it for the most part. I was a Skype guy in professional circles, but I can't tell you how important it is to every industry that I'm connected with, including working with you. It's been amazing.
It's unbelievable. So, I remember the first Zoom that you and I were going to do together, because I think you were my my guinea pig for it. My daughter Emma came in and gave me a crash course on it for like 20 minutes.
Thank God. Thank God for our children and grandchildren.
I know, right?
Thank God. Yeah. Well, Mark, before we get to sort of the theme, which will be taxes, and you've got some great tips. I love the term, and it's not cliche at all to think about it this way. Financial physical, why it's so important to take a look have a broad overview from a professional on the state of your finance, even if you think you're okay, or if you're really concerned, you might not be as fragile as you might think. Why is this so important and such an important part of social retirement services?
Well, yeah, I mean, the reality is that most of the people who come in to see us have some level of a financial professional helping them, whether that be an insurance agent or a broker or a financial advisor or whatever it might be. So most of the people have some formulance of a plan or a strategy they think already. So getting a financial physical doesn't necessarily mean changing anything. It's just like going to the doctor to have your annual physical. It doesn't necessarily mean there's anything wrong with you, but you want to make sure that there isn't, right? I mean, you're better off knowing about it before it blows up in your face. And retirement, you know, it's most people only do it once. So you want to make sure you do it right. You want to make sure that you transition into retirement and you're comfortable and you're almost in what we would call like cruise control. So having a financial physical, we do it with new potential clients, but we do it with our existing clients, even though we've put the strategy together every year. We want to make sure that we have that annual financial physical. We meet with clients throughout the year, but on a, you know, on an annual basis, we want to make sure that, all right, we've set this up. Is everything still consistent with where you want to be? Has anything changed in your life? Do you have new grandchildren? Have you sold a house? Have you bought a house? I have a mixed bag, and I love telling stories about my clients. I always ask their permission first, and I never talk about their specific names, but things happen in people's lives all the time. I talked to clients this past week that they were planning to retire in 3 years and go buy a place in Florida, but they go to Florida a lot and they said, you know what, we just bought it now. So we need to work that into the plan. It's a short-term thing because in 3 years we're going to sell our house in Massachusetts and move there, but now we have this additional expense for a period of time. So a financial physical pulls that out. So I think everyone, no matter whether you have the most solid relationship with any with an advisor, it just makes sense to get a financial physical.
Yeah, and you mentioned the term cruise control. I'm thinking about my car, and I'm so religious about getting my car in for a maintenance and for a checkup. Oftentimes, we don't think about our financial plan, our financial footing in the same vein, but it's so easy. And one of the things that people should remember is that you offer a complimentary free, no obligation, 15-minute consultation by phone. The number is 781. Hold on a sec. I cut somebody else. 781-836-4214. 781-836-4214. So we just wanted to make sure we spell that out.
Yeah, I think that's like the beginning part. That's critical. I mean, we ask people to set up a strategy call, jump on the phone with myself or somebody on my team for 15 minutes and just answer any questions you have. And then we kind of go from there. If they want to have a virtual meeting beyond that, obviously we have the technology to do that, or have a face-to-face social distancing meeting. That's fine too. So we're able to accommodate whatever way people feel comfortable to communicate.
Let's talk about taxes, because year round taxes are an issue, particularly with what's going on. Everyone knows there's an election ahead, but there's also going to be consequences post-election, and certainly the economy's taken a big hit. So we don't know really where the tax plans for the federal government or the state governments are going, but it's good to be prepared. So let's talk about what you help people with.
I mean, look, I love this country. I love America. It's been really good to me. I've made it my home for the last 24 years. But I don't like paying taxes. Nobody likes paying taxes. Even people who work in the tax business don't like paying taxes. And I've talked to IRS agents. They don't like paying taxes either. Nobody does. But we all have to do it. It's a reality of where we, you know, the modern world that we live in. But if you can, you know, morally, ethically, and legally minimize your tax liability, wouldn't you want to do that? Wouldn't you want to be able to set your retirement up that you're spending your money in the most tax efficient way possible? And that's really kind of how we can add a lot of value to people's retirements. You know, our core business, as you know, is the money side of things, helping people manage their money through Brian Galligan, helping people protect their money, making sure that they have enough, and making sure that they're making decent returns. But minimizing taxes or spending money in an efficient way is return in itself as well. I mean, if you're overpaying something from a tax standpoint, then you're kind of eroding the return that your money's going to make. So it's a huge part of what we do. And it's a lot of what I talk about at seminars and at webinars. And I get kind of, I'm nerdy about it, but I get fired up about it. It's what I studied in college, was tax. That was my focus in college. So,
well, you picked the right major, because there are people everywhere in every walk of life, whether you're in a high tax bracket or a relatively low one, that are concerned about this. And you talk about the benefits of tax planning and understanding how retirement is affected in taxes. I mean, we're talking about the difference between affording money that you can give to your kids for their 529s or affording a new car. It really does add up.
Yeah, well, I mean, most people, when they go into retirement, they just think, you know, my tax preparer will take care of all that for me. And they're great. And we have a great relationship with a CPA firm. We have our own guys, Pinkham CPAs, and they're fantastic. But their tax preparing and preparing your taxes is already, you know, it's a little too late at that point when you're doing your tax return, because you've already taken the money out, right? What we like to do is we like to take it a step further and simulate, all right, if I do it this way, how much is this going to cost me? And is there a more efficient way to do it? That, to me, is tax planning as opposed to tax preparation.
Let's explore a few of those tips, and then we'll do more after the break. What would be tip number one?
I mean, I think, you know, you need to know the benefits of tax diversification, if you will, like having a balance, having a little bit of each tax, each type of account that's taxed in a different way. And to bring that down to simple terms, stuff like, you know, IRAs and 401k plans, pre-tax accounts. Everyone understands they put money. Well, most people understand you put money in, you get a tax deduction, it grows tax deferred, you pull it out and you get taxed at it as ordinary income. Then you have Roth IRAs. You put money in after tax, it grows tax-free and it comes out tax-free. That another, you know, tax diversified type of retirement plan. And then you have just straight taxable accounts, you know, your usual brokerage account that can be subject to income taxes and to capital gains taxes, depending on how long you've held the assets. So to go across the board and understand what different types of plans are available to you is obviously really important as how you would go, how you're going to distribute the money out in the back end.
And you're able to advise people. Obviously, everyone's unique and special, but hey, you've got all of your assets in this particular bundle, in this particular package. It might make sense to diversify a little bit and thereby save this amount of money in taxes. It makes common sense.
Absolutely. And that's what I would say to people who are listening. I mean, I meet lots and lots of people, and their biggest asset besides their home is their 401k or their 403b. And, right, you know, it's all pre-tax and they think there's nothing that you can do. Well, that's not necessarily true. I mean, lots of people go into retirement, have, you know, big severance packages or large cash settlements, or they have money from selling a property. So they're going to fly under the radar for 2 or 3 years in retirement, having enough after-tax money in their bank account to sustain their lifestyle. Well, that opens a huge opportunity for them to maybe transition some of their pre-tax money into tax-free accounts that will grow going forward, because, you know, you can't not mention in every show what's going on in the world with the coronavirus and how much money has been pumped into the economy. And that's not a freebie. That's not just money that's going to go away. That's going to have to get paid back. And guess how you pay money back when they can't come and knock on your door to ask for a check? They increase taxes. Mm-hmm. I don't have a crystal ball, but I think any reasonable person will see that taxes are really, really low right now, and they're probably going to go up.
No matter who's elected, actually,
right,
it
yeah.
depends. And these are reasons all the more, folks, for us, all of us, to be concerned and to do that forward thinking, if you will, to do that planning and not be caught when the barn door closes. That's why it's a great idea to attend one of these webinars, which are obviously free online. They happen on Tuesdays now, and we'll talk more about other tips regarding taxes and other issues that you should be concerned about as you get your financial physical. Mark, stand by. We'll be right back.
More solid, practical advice about retirement is coming up. You're listening to Retire South Shore Radio. For more, visit RetireSouthShore.com.
Here's an important message from Mark Rolette, president of South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham.
The emotions that we've recently experienced will most likely stay with us for a long time. The pandemic was surreal to witness and live through, and it still is. Now, if we haven't learned anything from all of this, then that's just tragic. It's been made very, very clear that we need to protect what we have, and no matter what's around the corner, that you'll have the income to support your lifestyle and your family. Your retirement plan simply cannot be exposed to major losses, and it must work for you as hard as you worked to earn it. I'm Mark Rolette of South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham. South Shore Retirement Services has your best interests at heart, every step of the way. Our objective is clear. Nobody should have to worry about running out of money in retirement, and what you have is properly protected.
You can get answers to your questions right now. Schedule your free 15-minute consultation.
call 781-836-4214. That's 781-836-4214. Or visit RetireSouthShore.com.
More solid, practical advice about retirement is coming up. You're listening to Retire South Shore Radio. For more, visit RetireSouthShore.com.
Welcome back to part two of Retire South Shore Radio for this weekend. We are here the weekend post-Labor Day. Jordan Rich, Mark Rolette. Mark's the founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham. And we were joking around a little bit about the summer being quote-unquote over. It's not over by a long shot. But officially, people start to rev back up and business starts to pick up, hopefully even more so as we get a hold of the virus. But Mark, before we get back into the tax tips, the fact that you're holding actual in-person events, granted cut down in size with all the restrictions, it makes me smile because it's just it's been so long. And,
it's really finally able to do it. I love my favorite thing to do is talk. My wife says I never shut up, but I love talking to people and we've been able to do the webinars throughout the pandemic, but I love the human connection. So I'm obviously from a business standpoint, I want the event to go well, but from a personal standpoint, I'm just so fired up to be able to go back into a room and talk to a bunch of people about what I do, about how we can help them, but just to talk to people in general and meet new people. So next week we have our first two live events at the Pine Hills, the Marabou
Spa and Pine
Hills. Yeah, it's very different to, you know, previous events where, you know, it's a much smaller group of people and they'll be spaced out correctly. The hotel's done a wonderful job assuring us that everyone will be safe there. Unfortunately, the event's already full. So anyone who's listening, please look for future events or give the office a call because we are going to hold them, you know, every single month going forward. So I'm really excited about getting out there, and it's really encouraging that places are able to start opening again. And sure, there'll probably be, you know, a rise in the virus again at some point, just because more people are getting out. But I like to think that we're getting kind of a handle on things and be able to get back to some sort of normality.
Hear, hear. Reminder, RetireSouthShore.com for details on the various seminars and public events, as well as the webinar. And I should also add, the Facebook page is active, and it's a great way to communicate. South Shore Retirement Services on Facebook, as well as the podcasts, which are available everywhere. Every show that you hear on the radio live is then placed into the queue as a podcast. So there's lots of information. Let's get back to the tax questions. You had a few more tips that are general in nature, but very helpful, I think, to the population.
Well, yeah, just before the break, I was saying, you know, you want to make sure that you're aware of, you know, different types of retirement accounts that are available. You know, knowing and understanding the tax implications to pulling money out of Roth IRAs or 401ks or brokerage accounts is obviously really important. Understanding the difference between income taxes and capital gains taxes, and is capital gains tax going to trigger some sort of alternative tax? So we have a fabulous relationship with Pinkham CPAs. You've actually met a couple of them yourself, Jordan. They came on the show. And we're able to help clients by simulating what's going to happen before it actually happens. Because most people, and I said this before the break, they just leave it to when they're filing their taxes. But when you file your taxes, you've already taken the money out of the plan. So there's really nothing you can do about it. I'd much rather know ahead of time, this is what's going to happen. It's like anything. When you're building a house, you want to know the steps. When you're going on vacation, you want to know what's going to happen before you actually do it. You plan things out. No different with how you're going to distribute money out of your overall plan. So understanding, you know, the location of your assets, what's subject to what sort of taxes, it puts you in a much better position, puts you in kind of in the tax driving seat.
You made fun of yourself when you said your wife says you talk nonstop.
I do.
Well, you're an Irishman. That's part of the reason. But the other reason, the reason I love that is because, and I'm the same way, when it comes to this kind of stuff, having someone explain it in plain English and understanding that we need I need something on a whiteboard. Show me where I'm going, what this means if I do this, what this means if I do that. I don't need all the theory and economic backdrop that you hear in some of these commercials. I'm looking for hard evidence that what I'm doing now could be tweaked and improved, or that I'm doing what I should be doing. So that's, I think, one of the
I love that you said whiteboard. I just got this fancy new glass
board
in the conference room. I'm dying to start using it. It just got installed last week, so I'm really excited to start using it. But yeah, you're right. People don't, I mean, people want to understand what they're doing and want to understand where their money goes. And some clients I have, like, are engineers, and they want to understand everything about it. But for the most part, people want this to be simple, and retirement doesn't have to be complicated to be right. My job is not to try and dazzle you with my intelligence and graphs and charts. My job is to try and make sure that people understand why they're doing something, that it makes sense for their particular situation, so they can transition into retirement and not have to worry about it. I mean, that's the key.
Before we get to any other tax tips for today, I think inertia is a big, big danger. In other words, doing nothing, just saying, I don't want to deal with this now. It's okay. It's not brain surgery. It's not, you're not going into the ICU. You're going into, I like to refer to it as an auto maintenance repair shop, and your car's going to be tuned up to the max. Yep. In other words, any advice for people who have not made any moves because they're afraid to do so?
I mean, it's human nature just to freeze and do nothing. Change is really, really hard in anything. I mean, people just become complacent and they're like, I like what I'm doing. But if there's an issue, if there's something that could improve your situation and something that's going to, you know, hinder what you're trying to do, it's not going to go away because you ignore it. It's just not. So my advice would be to come in, allow us to give you a second opinion, if you will. I said it to you before the break. I think it's a great, and it sounds like a cheesy line, but you can't get a second opinion from the guy who gave you the first opinion. You just can't, right?
Right,
because
right.
Why would he or she be like, oh, this was completely wrong, let's change it. So get more opinions. I have met people who've come to us who said, you know, I'm going to go meet two other people beyond you. And, you know, that's fine. Almost always, and thankfully so, they come back and say, yeah, we talked to other people, but we liked what you guys had talked about. We have no axe to grind. We have no fixed agenda. We have no one size fits all. For our clients, we just want to make sure that the people that we work with understand, you know, our philosophy. Our philosophy is, you know, I would say 90% of my clients say to me, Mark, I don't want to lose any money. I want to make sure that my income is squared away for the rest of my life. And I want to make a bit of money. We're not trying to find the next Amazon and triple someone's money in retirement. That's not what people should be doing. People want to go into, and I said it before the break, cruise control. Mm. They just want to make sure that if they need $4,500 a month going into their bank account, that it's going to go in no matter what happens in the world, no matter what happens in Washington, things that you have no control over. You want to make sure that you can control the income and your lifestyle, and that you will not have to change things up when you're 75 years old and at a time when you don't want to have to go back to work.
And we also want and need something called tech support. The worst problem you have with your online life or with your laptop is trying to get somebody on the phone from, say, India or some other country and trying to get help. Tech support is a big part of what we're talking about, whether it's you directly or some of the team members. But we'll talk about the team in a second. Anything else about taxes? Because we've been talking about
that. I know verbal diarrhea and we're probably running out of time. You have to understand the difference between various retirement accounts, you know, 401ks, Roth 401ks, whereas they're after-tax dollars. Employers still match those accounts, but is that match pre or post tax? Understanding required minimum distribution, that's a huge one, especially this year. The Secure Act that we've talked about at length changed up how IRAs are, how you have to take money out of them. It's no longer 70 and a half. Now it's 72. Unless you were already 70 and a half, then you have to stay on the old rules. So it gets confusing. We'll take the guesswork out of that and let you know exactly what you need to do. Leaving money to the next generation has completely changed. So passing IRA money, pre-tax money to your children is no longer the wonderful planning opportunity that was there. Now it's you don't have to take any money out, but within 10 years, you got to take it all out. Mm. So we have a lot of clients that are considering Roth conversions because taxes are really low. And a Roth conversion is basically taking a piece of your pre-tax account and transitioning it into a tax-free account. Obviously, taxes have to get paid on that piece, but I would always say I grew up around horses, not quite farming, but you look at the farmer and he's going out and he's planting seeds to have a harvest at the end. I'd much rather pay tax on the seed than tax on the harvest because it's going to save you money, and it's going to save you money in a period of time when, you know, taxes are exceptionally low. But the standard line is, Roth conversions only work for young people. And that's not necessarily true. Some people, it makes tons of sense for, and we would look on it on a case-by-case basis to tell clients, all right, you're flying under the radar in a certain marginal tax bracket, and you have wiggle room of $35,000 before you go into the next bracket. So maybe we want to convert that account, and we would work with our CPA firm in order to make sure that a client's doing that. So, I mean, those are the, you know, the basic tips. I'm not expecting anyone to be a genius on taxes and retirement after this show, because that would eliminate them picking up the phone and calling us. But I would suggest people call and let us go through that financial physical. Let us give you like kind of a stress test on it. And to say it again, give you a second opinion, because you can't get a second opinion from the guy who gave you the first opinion.
Well, I'm going to remember now for the rest of today and probably for all time, pay tax on the seeds, not the harvest. I like that. That like resonates that with me. Before we wrap up, I mentioned tech support. And just very quickly, what are we talking about in terms of support? We're talking about not only the financial retirement plan in general, but a lot of other elements that are so important, including the estate plan, including Medicare. Oh, yeah. So just give me a 60-second rundown as to what we have going on at the
Well, I always said the holistic approach to retirement planning is not just about the money. There's so much more involved in it. So we deal with full estate planning, full legal document preparation for $399 for every document that a person would need, not per document.
For two.
So entire estate plan for a couple.
Right.
We have tax preparation and tax planning for clients. We offer Medicare planning as well through Stu Millard, helping people figure out that whole supplemental plan that they might need. Medicaid planning, helping people protect their assets from nursing homes, and everything that you would need in the wheel of retirement and estate planning. And then I would be remiss to not mention basically the backbone of my office, which is Carol, Holly, and Becky, who do just an unbelievable job. You know, they're kind of the initial point of contact with any of our clients, and I hear them on the phones chatting on about, you know, grandchildren or vacations. And truly, I say it in some of our advertisements that people become partners or family members. I genuinely mean it. It's not a line. I mean, you learn so much about these people and you become friends with them. I've gone fishing with some of them. I played golf with some of them. We've had dinner together. You know, it's a really fun way to make a living, quite honestly, Jordan. But it's really kind of cool to be able to help people and change the way that their lives were going to go as a result of some of the stuff.
And it's important to note, when you play golf with clients or anyone, you don't let them win. They actually beat
it's
you.
It's not a case of letting them win. I am so bad at golf. I'm a 3-time, 4-time-a-year golfer. So yeah. If I hit 3 good shots, I'm happy as
well. I feel your pain, my friend. I feel your pain. Well, we are thrilled to hear that you're going to be going back to the live presentations, albeit with protections in place, very reasonable, very safe situations. And the ones this week are sold out. So we'll advise people to go keep checking the website, retiresoshore.com, for updates. Going forward, just one question. Your girls, are they back in school? Are they hybriding or what?
Yeah, so Emma's back full time in school as of this tomorrow. She goes to a Catholic school, so they were able to accommodate it in that way. The other two are doing hybrid, 2 days in and 3 days at home with 1 day basically on their own. I hope it works out. It's a really interesting, different time for them. I try to talk to the girls about, you know, how you feeling about it, but they're kids. I mean, they're like, oh, it's fine. But, you know, in their heads, like, I don't want to go back to school. So, but I mean, it's obviously having a pretty big social impact on them. So I really hope things work out well.
Well, they're sweet.
Everyone is listening.
They're sweet kids. They really are. And they'll do fine because they got a great dad and mom. We are out of time. We did exactly what we threatened to do. Talk off the cuff and just keep going. Mark, thank you. We'll see you next time. And folks will be able to see you, some of them, at the upcoming seminars. Take care.
This radio show may contain concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not intended to provide legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice. By contacting our company, you may be offered information regarding insurance and fixed annuity products. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Retire South Shore Radio, a presentation of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Stay tuned for more real-world retirement solutions. RetireSouthShore.com.